And joining us right now, theleadershipplaybook.com. He is putting out his first paperback book. Now, he's put out at least 5 ebooks, and there's only one person who fits that description. I'll give you another hint. It's at Coach Beckler, B-E-C-H-L-E-R on Twitter, coachbeckler.com. Again, the Leadership Playbook, and the book officially hits. Will it hit the New York Times bestseller list, Jamie Beckler?
That would be nice. I doubt that, but it will be hitting Amazon on Tuesday.
All right. You know, some bad news hit, and we try to find, at least I do, the great things that people are doing from the youngest to the oldest. But another coach showed up a little lack of character, and because you used to coach college athletics, men's and women's basketball, and you've been an athletic administrator, you know what it's like when the feathers hit the fan, don't you, Jamie?
Yeah, I do, and it's not good when you have controversy and when you have scandal in your school or your athletic department. It makes everybody look bad.
Well, the reason I bring that up is you've written this book, and you've targeted a tough audience. You know, sometimes comedians go into an audience, and either they got really bad jokes or a really dense audience, and, you know, they'll say something like, "You're just a really bad audience." But you picked a tough audience, writing a book in 2017 to aim it at middle school and high school athletes. What led you to do that, Jamie?
Well, as I go out speaking to different teams in different schools, and I talk to parents, I talk to, you know, a lot of coaches, and one thing keeps coming back, or a couple things keep coming back. One is they'll say, "Kids these days," or "Kids are," and they fill in this blank with something. And I heard that so often, and I'm like, you know, you're right to a degree that kids are maybe slightly different than they've been in the past, but here's what the issue is. The issue is we have to adapt to them, but even more so than adapting to them, they're our future. So we really have two choices. Is we can, you know, kind of just shake our heads and say, "Kids these days, and, you know, nothing's going right, and they're terrible, or this or that," or we can do something about it, and we can try to help develop them and try to help teach them. You know, kids don't have any respect these days. Okay, well, then who's going to teach them that? Why can't we be the ones that teach them that? Or, you know, their home life's terrible. Okay, well, their home life's terrible, but we have a huge impact on them, either as teachers or coaches or leaders. So what are we breathing into and putting into these kids so that we don't have to say "kids these days," so that they actually know these character skills. They have these character skills, and they know how to respect people. They know how to take responsibility for their actions. And sure, we may not reach everybody, but we can reach somebody. And so I think we have a responsibility as adults in whatever role we have to breathe some of this into them and to teach them this. So even if they're not getting it at home, even if they appear to have already made bad choices, you know, people can change, and you can still have a positive impact on people. And so that was kind of one of those things where, you know, what can I do? Well, I can write a book, and, you know, maybe kids aren't going to read it, but maybe there'll be some kids that read it. Or maybe these kids don't read it, but their coach reads it. And so then the coach uses some of those insights and principles and stories to help those kids. So instead of saying, "Well, kids won't read a book," which is true in general, but instead of saying that and leaving it that, what I said was, you know what, I'm going to do what I can do.
And when you take a look at what you were able to do, were you able to talk to some of these athletes directly? Did you get to do some one-on-one interviews with some of these athletes and coaches?
I did not. You know, that actually would be a nice next book or a second book. I know that, you know, that would be a good, you know, case study type thing. But this was, I took things right pretty much out of the news and used stories to illustrate stuff, but I did not talk to actual athletes and get their takes on stuff.
Well, you see, a good author always has the next book ready.
you know, you say that. I thought maybe my first book would be entitled "My Next Book Will Be," and it would be about actually fulfilling goals because I've got about 25 books in me, and I always would tell my wife, "Well, my next book is going to be this." And every time I would say that, she would say, "Well, you still haven't written a book." So I kept saying, "My next book will be, my next book will be." And I thought that it would be cute to have my very first book be called "The Next Book, My Next Book Will Be." And it'll be about essentially getting off your behind, getting off the couch and actually doing what you say you're going to do.
You know, that part of the process of building into young people the idea of integrity and modeling it for them, because so many things, as your book points out, are not just taught, but they're caught because of the fact that young people are much more experientially oriented. You could tell a college athlete something and he or she might get it. A high school athlete's got to see it and feel it. Is that also fair to say, Coach Jamie Beckler?
Absolutely. We can't just tell people what to do. We can't just tell them what they should do. You're absolutely right. They have to see it. They have to feel it. You know, unfortunately, sometimes some athletes have to make their own mistakes before they get it, and that's unfortunate. The real wise ones will watch others and learn from others. But, you know, as leaders, we have to definitely model that. You know, we can't tell – you know, if I'm a coach and I'm telling an athlete, you've got to keep your poise, but yet I'm getting a technical foul or I'm getting mad at a referee's call, then they're going to see that, and I'm not modeling that proper behavior. If I'm a parent who's telling my kid, you know, not to get mad at others, to be nice, to be calm, to be poised, and yet I have road rage or I'm getting upset at these drivers and yelling at these drivers from my car, even though they can't hear me. You know, if I'm getting upset at other drivers and my kid is seeing that, then I'm not modeling something for them. And so, I definitely think leaders have a responsibility to not only tell people what actions are appropriate, but to show them as well. And you mentioned integrity, and you alluded to it at the start with the Hugh Freeze thing down at Ole Miss. You know, I'm reminded of, and this is a story way back, but before there was Tiger Woods, before there was Jack Nicklaus, there was a guy named Bobby Jones. And at a U.S. Open, he hit the ball in the woods, and when he ended up finding it, he ended up accidentally kicking the ball. And he gave himself a one-point penalty, and that ended up costing him the U.S. Open. And afterwards, the reporters and everybody was praising him, you know, essentially slapping him on the back for what he did. And he said, "Well, that's nothing special that should be praised. You might as well praise me for not robbing a bank today." And his point was, integrity is just who you are all the time. It's who you are when no one's looking. It's who you are if what you were going to do would never be caught and come to life. It's who you are. And so the more that we can help not only teach people how to act, but show them. You know, when we show them our integrity, then that goes a whole lot further than what we tell them or even what's in a book is what we show them. And so you're absolutely right, Ollie.
Finally, Jamie, real quickly, because we got a couple minutes left, give us some of the highlights of the stories that you gathered. Because obviously you did a lot of research. In academia, we call this secondary sources, by the way, just in case you didn't know that, Coach.
I'm not an academic. I'm not an academic person. Oh. But sorry, you are way above me on that. But, you know, one of the stories that I really liked because it helped with the teamwork aspect or it helped with your attitude. The aspect of attitude was, you know, I shared in the book the story of, I believe it was 2014 when Oregon and Ohio State met in the national championship game. And both teams had a very interesting quarterback situation. The Oregon situation, their quarterback was Heisman Trophy winning Marcus Mariota. But Mariota didn't even start in high school till his senior year. He's a Heisman Trophy winner, but he didn't start in high school till his senior year, and yet he waited patiently. He didn't complain, and he was ready for his opportunity, and he only got one or two scholarship offers coming out of high school, but yet he waited patiently. But the bigger one was Ohio State, who actually was on their third-string quarterback in that national championship game. And I talk about how the second string waited his turn patiently and was ready for his opportunity. And when the starter went down, the second string got in. And then when the second string went down, the third string had been waiting and preparing, not crying, not complaining, not being a victim. They were prepared, and that third string went in. And the third string played in four games, came in relief and beat Michigan, and then beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship game, beat Alabama in the semifinals, and then beat Oregon in the championship game. So he stayed prepared and ready, even though he was not didn't look like he would ever play.
Well, that's a little bit like I had an opportunity yesterday to be at a special event and talk with Packers backup quarterback Brett Hundley. But you know what? He's trying to be the leader right now, even if it is the scout team, because he says, I know I want to start in the NFL, and I got to be ready for that opportunity. And that's one of the things that you're trying to introduce through this book. TheLeadershipPlaybook.com is the website. The Leadership Playbook. Now, am I understanding that if people act now, they can still have an autographed copy? Oh, but only in pre-order, right?
That's right. Only pre-ordered for another few days. The book comes out on Tuesday, so they've got a few more days left, and they can go to theleadershipplaybook.com. They get essentially $3. They get $3 off the regular price if they order in the next couple of days, and they'll also get free shipping, and they'll get free an autographed copy.
And they are available in quantity, and people can reach you, Jamie Beckler, CoachBeckler.com, because you're willing to combine when people want to get a large number for the athletes on their teams, coordinate coming out and doing some speaking appearances. Am I right?
Absolutely. We want to help out the schools in whatever way we can, and so we do have packages for community members or even a principal if they want to buy books for all the athletic teams, but also I've had a lot of coaches that have bought books for their whole team as well. I've even had a YMCA buy 45 copies for a bunch of kids in a program that they have. So there's a lot of things that we can do there to get the word out and to get this book in the hands of student athletes to try to help them be better leaders.
Well, again, it's The Leadership Playbook is the book, theleadershipplaybook.com. Pre-order now, save $3, free shipping, an autographed copy. Check out the website to find out about quantity discounts and how you can coordinate. Coach Jamie Beckler coming to your school. And until next Friday, when we will be talking to the man who will be officially published, Jamie Beckler, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ollie.
Bye-bye now.